Welcome to the EV Podcast, your premier destination on this fine Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, for the freshest insights and trends in electric vehicle technology and the revolutionary charging infrastructure that's fueling our sustainable future. Gear up, dear listeners, and metaphorically buckle up, or literally, if you're tuning in from your car, safety first, as we're about to cruise down the electrified avenues of innovation. Here, Tesla's reign as the sole sovereign of the road is facing some serious competition. Let's dive right into the heart of the matter, which, spoiler alert, isn't powered by gasoline. Electric vehicles are surging through the US market with the force of a Tesla in ludicrous mode. Picture this. More EVs are cruising our streets than there are cringeworthy driver's license photos. Kelley Blue Book reports a staggering 1.2 million EVs sold last year in the US alone. These vehicles aren't exclusive to the crypto rich. They're becoming as ubiquitous as viral cat videos. Despite their once eye-watering price tags, Cox Automotive pegs the average EV cost at $52,000 as of February, they're becoming more accessible. Thanks to generous government incentives and reduced ownership costs, the average consumer could find themselves saving more in the long run compared to traditional gas vehicles. Jot this down, or if you're feeling particularly grand with a quill on parchment, GBK Collective's findings reveal potential EV buyers are willing to pay nearly $8,000 extra for an EV, while current owners would happily invest up to $10,000 more. The rationale is straightforward. Lower maintenance costs mean more savings for life's little luxuries. Now, let's switch lanes to discuss Elon Musk, the real-life Tony Stark, minus the arc reactor. Tesla has been leading the EV race, but wait, there's a new contender on the track. A Chinese car company is sneaking up, offering vehicles that are as budget-friendly as a secondhand microwave. Curious about the implications of a Chinese company overtaking Tesla? Gail Broadbent, an EV expert from the University of Technology, Sydney, shares her insights on whether your next vehicle might bear a Made in China label. While we're on the subject, it's worth noting that Chinese investment in Australia has plummeted, hitting its lowest point since the era of flip phones, according to KPMG and the University of Sydney. Political tensions are to blame, but it's not all doom and gloom. There's a silver lining with burgeoning investments in sectors like electric vehicles, solar panels, and batteries. It seems the old adage holds true. When one door closes, a garage door opens, particularly if it's for an electric car. Prepare to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle as we veer away from this segment. Stay with us for more electrifying content after a brief interlude from our sponsors. Fasten your seatbelts and suspend any disbelief, because we're boarding the electric bus to the future. Envision a fleet of 6 sleek electric buses, gliding through city streets with the grace of a well-oiled machine, doubling their routes and delighting commuters. Let's nickname the local council spokesperson Captain Planet, who's beaming with pride over transforming public transport into an eco-friendly marvel for locals, tourists, and Mother Nature herself. Who wouldn't want to hop aboard a zero-emission chariot? Starting mid-April, these buses will be racking up miles, part of the ambitious Hamilton-Waikato Metro Spatial Plan. And don't fret about charging. These buses will be powering up for 2 to 4 hours nightly. Should they need a top-up, diesel-assist buses are on standby, like a trusty sidekick in a dystopian flick. This electric bus initiative isn't just for show. It's a step towards net-neutral carbon emissions, celebrated with local festivities. So let's toast to the future of public transport, where every journey is a step towards a greener planet. And who knows, perhaps next year's buses will feature disco balls and live DJs. For now, let's savor the quiet hum of progress and a stellar soundtrack for the journey. Gather round as we delve into a world where cars meet rockets, and Elon Musk is the visionary at the helm. Strap in, because the EV news I have will send your mind soaring faster than a SpaceX Falcon 9. Imagine this. Tesla and SpaceX, Musk's brainchildren, are collaborating, resulting in a next-gen electric roadster that's set to redefine automotive innovation. Musk promises a vehicle unlike any we've seen before or will ever see again. adding a dash of Musk's signature flair, we're talking about space-grade materials and cold gas thrusters. Rocket technology repurposed for an unparalleled driving experience. This isn't just an EV dressed up for Halloween, it's Musk's vision of cars breaking free from Earth's gravity. It may sound like a blend of car specs and sci-fi fantasy, but in Musk's world, the line between the impossible and the achievable is razor thin. With his track record, this roadster could very well revolutionize the auto industry. Will this roadster rewrite the rules of the road, or is it a concept too far flung for reality? Time will tell, but one thing is certain, Tesla and SpaceX are not just about profit, they're about making history. And if I can get my hands on a roadster that doubles as an alien escape pod or an apocalypse survival vehicle, count me in. Stay tuned, dreamers of electric dreams, for the road ahead is anything but ordinary. With Musk in the driver's seat, we're in for an interstellar journey. Now, let's turn our attention to Hyundai and Kia, the dynamic duo of the EV world, making waves in the Indian automobile market. Armed with lithium-ion phosphate batteries from Exide Energy Solutions Limited, they're set to spice up the local EV scene. These automotive giants aren't just shaking hands, they're forging a partnership to spearhead electrification technologies. Exide Energy, the progeny of India's leading battery maker, is boldly stepping into the EV arena with plans to mass-produce battery cells. Hyundai and Kia are not just bystanders. They're actively collaborating to ensure these batteries set a new benchmark for the EV industry. They're aiming for affordability without compromising on quality, aligning with India's vision of EVs comprising 30% of the vehicle market by 2030. Hyundai, already commanding a significant market share, is going the extra mile by setting up a battery pack assembly line and installing EV charging stations. Meanwhile, Kia is gearing up to produce small EV models tailored to Indian consumers by 2025, with a broader range of electric vehicles on the horizon. This partnership is a strategic move to diversify the battery supply chain amidst global trade uncertainties. With Hyundai and Kia at the forefront, India's roads are set to be electrified, heralding an exciting era for EVs in the country. Brace yourselves, Brisbane, because Lime is rolling back into town with a fresh fleet of 1,700 e-scooters and 400 e-bikes. After a brief hiatus, Lime is making a triumphant return, promising a new generation of e-vehicles designed for safety and convenience. Despite past challenges, including safety concerns, Brisbane is doubling down on its commitment to e-mobility. As we anticipate the impact of Lime's comeback, one thing is clear. The city is ready to embrace the next chapter in its e-scooter narrative, with residents poised to cast their vote on wheels. So, helmet hair aside, let's embrace the future of urban transport, one e-scooter ride at a time. Rev up your enthusiasm, listeners, as we zoom into the electrifying realm of EVs and their latest milestones on the global stage. Hyundai and Kia are making strategic moves in India, while Hyundai Motor America celebrates record-breaking sales and eco-friendly achievements. With partnerships flourishing and the Indian EV market booming, it's evident that the electric vehicle landscape is more vibrant than ever, with no signs of deceleration. Oh. And that brings us to the end of today's high-energy episode of the EV Podcast. We've navigated through some groundbreaking developments in electric vehicles and charging technologies that are propelling us towards a cleaner, more sustainable future. A heartfelt thank you to all our listeners for joining us and energizing your day with our discussions. I'm Ainsley Ingram, and it's been an absolute pleasure to guide you through these electrifying updates. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Stay charged for upcoming episodes as we continue to explore the boundless potential of electric mobility. Join us next time on the EV Podcast, your trusted source for the currents and connections in the ever-evolving electric vehicle landscape. Until then, keep driving the change, charge forward, and stay grounded. Safe and eco-friendly travels to all.